All right, we are just about ready to get going here again with boys basketball, North Douglas Warriors and your Amity Warriors. And hook up here, North Douglas with the first game of the year for them. Amity lost to Pleasant Hill, 81-49. Pleasant Hill, a very nice-looking team that will definitely contend with almost anybody. They're going to struggle with Cascade Christian if Cascade Christian has their seven-footer back. But other than that, I think Pleasant Hill can hang with pretty much anybody. A pretty good defensive team, and they've got a guy who can flat-out score the ball in English. He's a very nice scorer, 6'4 guard. But we're not playing them today. So we are playing North Douglas. North Douglas not in the top 10 for the preseason. The coaches poll that came out, neither one of these teams are in their respective top 10s. North Douglas is a 1A school. I think they were about 12, something like that, within the voting. Amity not listed in the top 10 either for boys. But Amity's had a chance to work out a few kinks in their game against Pleasant Hill, and this doesn't look to be nearly as tough a challenge as Pleasant Hill was. These Warriors from North Douglas feature Caden Reigard, a senior point guard. Senior guard, I don't know if he's playing point, I assume he is. Wyatt Reed, a junior wing. Tucker Callinger, a senior post. Wyatt Humphrey, a senior post. And Hunter Vaughn, a sophomore wing. I don't have any heights on them. They don't appear to be a particularly tall team. I'm trying to kind of get some points of reference there, and I don't see anybody who's particularly tall, maybe 6'2 at most. Try to see who their starters are here and identify them. Hunter Vaughn, probably the brother of the Vaughn that played for the girls team, Maddie Vaughn, I would assume. So kind of taking a look at their kids as they're getting some last-minute instructions here. We'll have introductions from the teams, or of the teams, of the starters anyway, and then we'll be underway. So good win for the Amity girls. If you weren't here for that one, they got a 63-46 win over North Douglas. North Douglas, I believe the third-ranked girls team in 1A in the coaches' preseason poll. They're going to give some 1A teams some fits. They don't have a lot of depth, but what they do have is a girl inside in Brooke McAfee that can score against almost anybody. We made some really good defensive adjustments in the second half and made it a lot harder for her. And as a result of that, we were able to kind of blow them out there in the third quarter. So we're getting the introduction of the starting lineups here. Caden Reigard, Wyatt Reed, Tucker Callinger, Wyatt Humphrey, and Hunter Vaughn. So we'll see. You never know what you're going to get. I think if they had any really outstanding players, they would have gotten some coaches' votes. But sometimes some young players will develop from one year to the next, especially coming into that junior year. For the Warriors, it's going to be J.J. Howard, Andrew Grove, Trent Carton, Keon Brell, and Miles Oyua. So four seniors and a junior, Keon being the junior. And they've got a game under their belt already, so we'll see if that'll help them be a little bit better prepared for this game than they were against Pleasant Hill. All right, 8 minutes on the clock. We're ready to roll here. Don't forget, we got 35 seconds on the shot clock. Resets if a shot hits the rim or if there's a foul or change of possession. Here we go, folks. We are ready to roll. Tap one. It's loose. Picked up by Grove. Grove pushes ahead to Varell on the left wing. Back to Howard. Down low. Oyua back out to Varell for three. Misses that. Long rebound. Grove saves it off of. Wow, their numbers are hard to see from a distance. That's going to be fun. Off of Humphrey and out of bounds. Grove inbounds to Carton. Back to Grove. Right corner. Fakes. Drives. Hangs. Little floater. Short. Rebound pulled out of there by Reed. skips a pass cross court to Callinger. Callinger finds his man, Hunter Vaughn, driving to the rim, the sophomore. That's what I'm talking about. A sophomore may not be somebody coaches are aware of. Vaughn looked good on that first drive. Athletic-looking kid. Vrell with a short turnaround misses that one. Rebound inside. Put back up and in by Miles Oyua. 2-2 game. 40 seconds gone. Running the point here. Reigard up high for Vaughn. Reigard drives weak side on the right. Misses. Rebound. Pulled down by, get a number on that, looks like Humphrey. And he's fouled by Miles Oyua, his first foul. Ball out of bounds, left side of the key, along the baseline. They lob to Vaughn, puts it on the floor, knocked away, stolen by Howard. JJ trying to dribble up the floor, gets it knocked away. Grove has it. Grove swings, ball knocked away and out of bounds by Callinger. No, by Reed. Cardinal inbound right in front of the scores table. Warriors going right to left in front of us. We're up behind the scores table here. Warriors bench to our right. Grove swings it to Howard. JJ for three. Short. Rebound. Vaughn. Vaughn pushing hard. He's an athlete. Spins. Hangs. JJ affected the shot. He didn't block it, but he affected it. Miles with the rebound. Gets it to Grove. Grove ahead to Howard. Howard left angle with it. Back on top to Grove. High post, Vrell turns, 15-footer, too strong. Rebound, Reigard. Reigard throws ahead and lost out of bounds by Tucker Callinger. They want to get out and run. 2-2 game, 6:16 left to go, first quarter. Grove works his way up the floor with it. Working against Reigard. Over to Carton. Carton. Against this 1-3-1. Howard hits the left corner three. JJ, nobody got out on him, and he buries it. 5-2, Amity on top of North Douglas. Reigard running the point, picks up his dribble, tries to make an entry pass, stolen by Carton. Carton goes to the rim, misses it. Grove tips, ball's loose. Oyua hustles it down, gets it to Grove. Grove. Looks at the three. Now he drives, hangs, scoops, short, gets his own rebound. It's going to be a travel. Never touch the rim. Going to have an argument here between Coach McShane and the official because the rule, I think, changed a few years ago that if you make the shot attempt, even if it doesn't hit rim, you can catch it if it was a legit shot attempt and not just a pass to yourself. The official's arguing with Devin, and the official's going to be right in terms of how we execute. We're going to have a jump ball as Vaughn spun to the baseline and was tied up by Oyua. It's going to be North Douglas ball, right side of the key along the baseline. 5-2, Amity on top. Reigard inbounds to Vaughn, goes baseline, hangs, short, rebound, Oyua. Good defense there. Vaughn, or Vrell, throws it ahead. To Carton, lays it up and in. A little reverse lay-in on the left side by Trent Carton. Took it up with the right hand, turned his back, so it was kind of like a reverse lay-in. 7-2, Amity. Vaughn over to Reed. Reed, cross-court pass, Callinger. Reigard, go high post, knocked away. Vrell has it, or Oyua has it out to Grove. Grove lays it up and in. Warriors getting turnovers and getting out and running on them. Two fast break baskets in a row off turnovers. 9-2, Amity. Driving shot by Reigard, mixed. Howard with a rebound to Carton. Carton slows it down, pulls up for three. No good. Long rebound. Grove with it. Saves it off of Reed and out of bounds. Good job by Grove. Good hustle there. Carton probably a little ill-advised on that quick three. Little heat check. Thought he might be feeling it. 9-2, Amity. 4:27 left to go first quarter. Grove. Skips it over to Vrell. Wide open three. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Oyua bang and saves it. And Reed chases it down. Reed gets it to Reigard. Reigard pushes up to Vaughn. Vaughn tries to feed high post. JJ is going to get a push foul from behind there. Coming into the game, aired. I think he's going to get Oyua maybe. Oyua out. Good minutes for Miles there. Good defense, rebounding, got out, ran the floor, hustling everywhere. It's the kind of minutes you need out of your post player. They try to go back door. Grove with a steal. Grove pushes up the right side. Nice little interference screen there. Burrell for three. No good. Carton had it. Couldn't hang on to it. Reigard ahead to Callinger. Callinger pulls up a little floater. No good. Rebound aired. Throws ahead to Carton. Carton lays it up and in. Good job by Brandon Aird. And it's 11-2 Amity. We're going to have a timeout taken by North Douglas. Amity Warriors off to a good start. This is going to be a full timeout. So we're going to take, no, it's going to be a 30-second timeout. He had a guy sitting down over here to our left. I thought it was full. Good start by Amity. Picked up that defensive pressure after about a minute and a half or so in the first quarter. Picked up the pressure, forced some turnovers. And how many turnovers so far? What do you think? Five probably for North Douglas, something like that? I know, but you think, what, probably five or so? And all different kinds of turnovers. We've had entry passes stolen. We've had backdoor passes stolen. So good job by Amity all the way around. 3:43 left to go, first quarter, 11-2. Amity on top of North Douglas. We get ready to get the players back into the game here and get things flowing again. Two fouls on Amity, none on North Douglas yet. If you get to 5 1/4, you're shooting, the other team is shooting two free throws on the fifth foul, unless it's an offensive foul. Reigard working against this zone. Warriors 1-3-1. There's an interior pass knocked away by Aird. Grove had it, gets it taken by Vaughn. Vaughn, and we're going to get Aird with a foul. Aird checks on Vaughn, make sure he's okay. Good sportsmanship there. Vaughn will go to the line to shoot two. Hunter Vaughn has their only 2 points so far. Warriors had a turnover there, but they turned it right back over trying to get the ball up the floor. Vaughn misses the first one, kind of rushed that free throw a little bit, I think. 3:28 left to go, first quarter. That's the third team foul on Amity, none on North Douglas. Vaughn hits the second one. He has all three North Douglas points. Grove throws quickly ahead to Carton. Carton attacks, hangs, draws the foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Great inbound fast break for the Warriors. They were attacking before North Douglas could get back and get set defensively. I like that quick offense. That was a quick inbound after the make. Grove immediately got it up to Carton, and Carton attacked the rim. Trent misses that first free throw. Trent, normally a pretty good free throw shooter. Trying to get some clarification on who committed the foul. Foul was on 55, Vaughn. So the first team foul on North Douglas. Carton at the line. Buries the second one. So the Warriors up 12-3. Be good if they gave us that point even. That's what I would say. There it is. Vaughn against this 1-3-1 pressure. Carton gets a tip and then throws it off. Reigard saves it and then throws it to Carton, who's out of bounds. It's a good play by Reigard. He didn't have anywhere to go with it. Carton was standing out of bounds, so he just threw in the ball. Smart play. Vaughn drives, gets in deep. Offensive. No, they're going to call a blocking foul on Grove. I thought he was there. So Grove picks up his first foul, fourth team foul on Amity. Coming into the game, Conquelo. Good Amity crowd here. Probably 45, 50 people here from Amity. Made the trip down here on December 1st. Vaughn hits the first, so Grove out and Coelho in. And Vaughn's an attacker. Just a sophomore. Plays with confidence and aggressiveness. He's got the athleticism and the skills to be a good player at the 1A level, I think. Bangs home the second one. He's hit three in a row. He's got 5 points. JJ running the point here. Swings it to Carton over on the right angle. Carton back to JJ on top. Left corner three, Aird. Good! Brandon Aird coming in, firing. Buries the three, 15-5, Amity. Quick pass up. Reed with it on the right wing. skips it over. Vaughn for three, short. Airballed that. Reed saves to McAfee into the game. Little brother, I assume, of Brooke McAfee, the senior girls basketball player. This McAfee is just a freshman. Vaughn drives, hangs, misses, gets it back. No, Aird saves. Aird pushes hard, gets it to J.J. J.J. looked at the three, back to Aird on top for three. Kind of rushed that one a little bit. Trent's going to get an over-the-back call there, a little push in the back. 2:22 left to go first quarter, 15-5 Amity on top. It's a 15 foul on the Warriors, so they should be shooting two. And they are going to do that. I don't know who it's going to be shooting. Maybe Vaughn. I think he's going to – nope. It's going to be zero, Reigard. So Reigard a chance to cut into this 10-point Amity lead. Makes the first one. First point by anybody for North Douglas besides Hunter Vaughn. One more for Reigard. Hits them both. Senior point guard makes a pair. It's 15-7. Aird gets it over to Varell. Back to J.J. on top. J.J. works right to Coelho. Down in the right corner against this 2-3 zone. To Aird. Back to Coelho. Swings. Howard to Coelho. Coelho down low. Aird banging down there. Gets it back out to Coelho. 14 on the shot clock. Coelho works left. J.J. will take a three. Hits it. That's his second one of the day. J.J. Howard, 6 points in the game, 18-7. They're not getting a rotation. That's good ball movement by the Warriors to get wide open looks from three-point range. Over in the right corner, they go to Vaughn at the foul line. Powers down, lays it up and in over Coelho. Hunter Vaughn, 7 points in the game. 18-9, Amity on top. J.J. Coelho, swing it over to Aird. High post, Varell. Varell, ball knocked away from behind. Picked up by Reed. Reed going on Coelho. Coelho falls down. Reed misses a shot. Varell with the rebound. J.J. Howard up the right side. J.J.'s kind of game, man. This is a free-flowing game. It's a Carton. Carton short. Varell with the rebound. Powers it up and misses that one. Carton battling. Can't save. It's going to be Amity ball, though. Tipped away last by North Douglas. Grove coming back in. He's going to get Varell out. Grove will inbound right side of the key along the baseline. A minute, 1 second left to go here in the first quarter. 18-9 Amity on top. Get it into Aird. Aird misses the little shorty. Coelho with the rebound out to J.J. Howard hooks a pass to Grove. Grove drives. Little Euro step. Oh, it won't stay in. Had a nice move. Just couldn't get that one to drop. There's a long pass ahead over J.J.'s head. They save it back to Callinger. Callinger on the baseline tries to go to Vaughn. Vaughn hooks it up, misses. Howard or Carton tips, goes out of bounds off the Warriors. 38 seconds left to go first quarter. 18-9 Amity still. 5 team fouls on Amity, 1 on North Douglas here in this first quarter. Reigard works left. It's a little screen. We're going to get a foul. Little hand check, I think, on Andrew. No. Offensive foul. He didn't give us a very good indication, but that's going to be the second one on Hunter Vaughn. And they're going to get a sub in for Vaughn. That's their offense right there. They got him for a moving screen. Into the game, number 23, Wyatt Humphrey. Started the game. He's back in. Zone defense here, 2-3 zone for North Douglas. Amity working the ball around the perimeter, trying to figure out what they want. Devin letting them know with 20 seconds, 18 on the shot clock. Shot clock and game clock are the same, I think. Howard skips it over to Carton. Wide open three. Good! Trent Carton got his feet set, buries the three. He's got 8, leads all scorers. From almost half court, just short. Reigard can't hit it. So after one, Amity with a 21 to 6-9 lead over North Douglas. We'll take a break and be right back here on KLYC and Podbean. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark here from Sutherland High School, where your Amity Warrior boys taking on the Pirate or the Warriors of North Douglas. So Warriors and Warriors hooking up here. Amity with a 21-9 lead after one quarter. Leading scorer for Amity, Trent Garten with 8. J.J. Howard has 6. Aired from the corner for 3. Hits it. Yeah, he's got 6 now also. Warriors with 5 three-pointers in the game so far. 24-9, Amity on top. Good pressure defense, man-to-man by the Warriors. Really extending. They go back door to Vaughn. Runs down Quelo. Offensive foul. That's the third on Vaughn. That's the inexperience of Vaughn showing right there. Just a sophomore. He's aggressive. The move wasn't a bad one, but he waited until he made contact to try to spin away from the defensive player, and they called it an offensive foul. Nobody knows who the foul's on. The coach is not going to volunteer the information. He doesn't want his best player having a third foul. And the officials, are they going to mess this up? Oh, my goodness.
Who else would it be?
Oh, my goodness. They just gave the foul to number 10. Wow. That's some horrible officiating, folks. They didn't even know who the foul was on. They called an offensive foul on 55. And instead of him having 3, he's only going to have 2 now because they couldn't remember who committed the foul. They never told the table. The table was complaining, like, who was the foul on? One of his teammates even said 55. And held up 5-5. And the coach is like, I don't know who it's on. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. 24-9, Amity on top. Ball inside, Groves pass stolen away, trying to get it to J.J. There's a drive stolen by Grove. Grove throws ahead to J.J. J.J. out, takes it in on Vaughn, tries to dunk, misses it. Rebound put back by Grove. He misses. Vaughn with the rebound. Vaughn up the right side. Reed. Couple of dribbles. Works to the high post. Finds a cutter. Laid up and in by Tucker Callinger. Good pass and cut there by North Douglas. And Aird loses the ball on a spin move. Going the other way. Reigert off the glass too hard. I don't know what he thought he was going to do. He wanted to pass the ball. Couldn't find anybody. And we're going to have a timeout as the Warriors get the rebound. 24-11, 6:32 left to go in the second quarter. It's going to be a full timeout. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, this threesome of officials has no business doing a varsity boys game. They were okay in the girls game, but this is moving too fast for them. Look at him. He's bent over at half court. Like, oh, man, my legs hurt. So much running. This is some bad officiating. That's twice that they have failed to tell the scorer's table who the foul is on. They messed up another call earlier when they should have had a rebound by Grove, and instead they called it a travel.
Hey, this is how you get me signed. 10.
Instead of 55, yeah. 10.
So 24-11. Amity on top. They've got the ball. Devin's going to have Fanny Dyer, Carton, Quelo, Grove, and Howard in the game, it looks like. I thought, no, Vrell's in. So, yeah, that's right. There we go. Grove will inbound here, just to the right side of the scores table. I'm not sure why there's 10 minutes on the clock, though. We've got some issues here. There we go. 6:32 left to go in the second quarter. It's amazing how calm these officials are for how bad they are. You would think they'd be really self-conscious, but apparently they don't know how bad they are. All right, Grove, high post, Varell kicks it out. Carton for a deep three, left corner, no good. Rebound by Vaughn. Double dribble, got away with it. And Reed throws it away at the other end, was trying to go to Reigert on the other side, got too fancy with it, got sloppy, and threw it away on the baseline. Warriors with the ball. Quelo, high post, Varell tries to go down low. Terrible pass, picked off by the North Douglas defense. Callinger, three-pointer, left corner, no good. Dyer gets the rebound, takes it away from the North Douglas player to Grove. Grove weaves his way through traffic, picks up his dribble, swings to Quelo for three, no good. Saved by Carton, out to Grove. Grove, top of the key, drives, hangs, blocked by Vaughn, rebounded by Reigert. Reigert up the middle of the floor. 24-11, still Amity. Vaughn feels the defense, spins, draws the foul on Quelo. First team foul on Amity here in the second quarter, first on Quelo. 5:36 remaining first half. North Douglas inbounds right side of the key along the baseline. Vaughn hands to Reigert. Reigert, Callinger down the middle of the lane, picks up his dribble, back out to Reigert. Reigert skips over on the right angle. They find Callinger on the drive, lays it up and in. Good pass from Vaughn to Callinger, and it's 24-13. Amity struggled a little bit here the last four or five possessions to get a good shot. Grove drives, traveled. Took an extra step. Wanted to make the pass. Everything was a little late. Yoakum in. Cooper Yoakum, junior guard, replaces Grove. Reigert walks it up. Looking for a screen. Nothing there. Over to Vaughn. Vaughn tries to hook a pass. Tipped away by Yoakum. Comes in the game. Makes a play right away. Cooper with the ball. Pushes ahead to Carton on the right wing. Carton back to Cooper on top. Swings left side to Quelo. Quelo drives baseline. Picks up his dribble. Finds Varell. Little eight-footer. Drops it in. Nice touch by Keon. That's not an easy shot. Didn't use the glass. Just kind of feathered that one in from about 8 feet. Reigert, Callinger, right corner. They double him. And we're going to have a timeout called by North Douglas. Be a 30-second timeout by Coach Jesse Lehman. Got about 4.5 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. 26-13, Amity on top, but the sloppiness of this game has gotten significantly greater here in the last 2 minutes or so. Amity in their white uniforms with a dark royal, almost a navy trim. Not really Amity blue, but you know, we have all kinds of different shades in Amity. Just look at our buildings. We've got about 15 different shades of Amity blue. We're actually going to institutionalize the color as part of this project that we're doing with the building so that going forward, blue will always be the same color of blue. So you do the RGB code, red, green, blue combination code to get the exact right tint, and then you have the formula forever. So it's never been standardized. It's going to be now. So we've got a little timeout on the floor here as the official. Oh, just going to have the inbound in a different place. They're going to inbound just to the left of Amity bench here. Reigert. Warriors in a 1-3-1 zone. Varell on top of that. Get it into Vaughn. Back to Reigert. Reigert. High post. Callinger. Looking for somewhere to go. Stolen by Varell. Keon slows it down. Good patience. On top. Yoakum for three. Short. Rebound Reigert. Reigert out. Gets it to Reed. Runs down Varell, no call. Loose underneath, Callinger with it, loses it out of bounds. One official said one way, another official said another way. They're going to talk about it. They're going to give the ball to Amity. So the outside official won, or should I say the young official with the better eyesight, I think, got that right. Howard walks it up slowly as Coach McShane gives him some instructions. Just under 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Howard, left corner, Yoakum skips it back over to Coelho, fakes the three, drives, blocked from behind and fouled. Will they get the call right this time? 55, they got it right. That's his third foul, should be his fourth. He got a bonus foul this game. That's what we like to call that. Number 10 took one for the team. 3:47 remaining. Second team foul. Coelho misses that first free throw. Con, junior, 5'10". Second shot, perfect. Sometimes that first free throw, first one of the game, came off the bench. Just don't quite have your rhythm. Now you've got it. They go down low to Vaughn, loses the ball out of bounds, trying to catch and turn. Vaughn's probably only 6 foot, 6'1", maybe 6'1". I'll give him that. About 6'1". Good athlete. Moves well, just a sophomore. Be building their program around him the next 2 years after this. Howard with it, way out on top. Hands off to Yoakum. Yoakum works to the right side to Coelho. Coelho swings back to Howard. Traveled, got away with it. Back out to Coelho on the left wing. Coelho lobs it into the corner to Yoakum. Down to 6 on the shot clock. Get it over to JJ for 3. Good! JJ Howard buries his third 3 of the game. Great skip pass from Cooper Yoakum. With the shot clock running down, it was at about 3 seconds, and we're going to get a foul on Coelho with his hands in the back of Vaughn. That'll be the second foul on the Warriors. 30-13. Both teams have 2 team fouls now. Grove back into the game. He's going to replace Coelho, who's got 2 fouls. 2:52 remaining first half. 30-13, Amity. Almost throw it away. Not quite. Now they do. Burrell gets the steal. They almost had it over and back. Yoakum drives, kicks out to Grove for 3. No good. Howard tips. Vaughn with the rebound. Drives, gets in deep, hangs. Blocked by Dyer, and he comes down with the rebound. Good job by Fanny. Didn't go for the pump fake. Waited for Vaughn to actually release that shot. Howard hooks it over to Grove. Down low, Dyer. Dyer feeds Vrell. Nice pass. Vrell lays it up. No good. Dyer tips. Nobody can save it. Great pass to Vrell from Dyer. Vrell just couldn't finish. Dyer out. Oyua in. 30-13 Amity on top here with 2:10 left to go. Clock's not running, so that's kind of weird. There it goes. Reigard carried the ball, got away with it. JJ came out and pressured him and then tipped out of bounds by Yoakum. This official, he just does not. He can't keep up with this game. He can't process what's happening in front of him. Too old. In his 70s, just shouldn't be doing a senior or a varsity level game, especially not for boys. Reigard gets it to Callinger, back to Reigard, top of the key, 3-pointer, no good. Hit off the shot clock up above the backboard. Warriors basketball, Amity Warriors basketball. Minute 48 left to go. Warriors up 17 on North Douglas. JJ, 9 points in the game, 3 threes for Howard. Grove feeds a high post to Vrell. Tries to go to JJ. He's fouled. That's going to be on Levi McAfee, his first. Vaughn coming out with 1:32 remaining in the first half and 3 fouls. JJ inbounds, gets it back. To Grove, swings over to Yoakum on the right wing, back to Grove. High post, Varell. Back out, Yoakum. Fakes, drives, pulls up from 10. Little strong, Varell with the rebound. Puts it up, no good. Oyua puts it up and scores. Miles Oyua with 4 points in the game. North Douglas with the ball down 19 with a minute to go. Rygard out on top. Callinger fakes the shot. Now he'll take it from 22 and bury it from the left wing. He didn't have anybody to pass the ball to, so he shot it. He's got 7 in the game. JJ going the other way, pulls up for 3. Feeling it. Nope, missed that one. Reed gets it to Rygard. Rygard behind the back. Finds Callinger. Callinger trapped on the baseline. Back to Rygard. Wanted the 3, didn't take it. Now skips it over to Reed. Down low. Tried to go down low to Humphrey and threw the ball away. A little too high. A good ball movement until that. 26 seconds left to go. First half. Warriors have doubled up. North Douglas, 32-16. Shot clock off. 20 seconds to go. Grove to Yoakum. Back to Grove. Grove drives. Tries to go bounce pass to Varell. Too much on it. Had a lot of top spin on that pass, and it just kicked away from Keon and out of bounds. Rygard walks the ball up the floor. JJ picks him up, top of the 1-3-1. Rygard looks left, gives it to Callinger, short on the 3. They try to save it, doesn't matter. That's the end of the first half with Amity on top, 32-16, as they outscore North Douglas 11-7 in that second quarter. First half scoring for Amity. J.J. Howard and with 9, Carton with 8, Aird with 6, OU with 4, Grove and Varell 2 each, and Quelo 1 for North Douglas. Callinger with 7, and Vaughn with 7, Rygard with 2. That's all I have for stats for you here at halftime. We've got 10 minutes of halftime activity here. We will take a break and be back. Just before the start of the second half. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC and Podbean. We'll see you in a few minutes. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark here from Sutherland High School, where your Amity Warriors on the first day of this 4-team tournament are leading the North Douglas Warriors 32-16. Amity will be going left to right in front of us here in this second half. It'll be North Douglas ball to start. Only real foul trouble in the game is Hunter Vaughn, the sophomore wing for North Douglas. He's got 3 fouls, really has 4 fouls, but they messed one of them up. So he's playing with officially 3 fouls. Rygard, point guard with the ball. Works to the top of the key, extended. Swings it over to Reed. Reed gets it to Humphrey. Humphrey scoops it to Callinger. Callinger hands off to Rygard. Rygard drives the right hand. Gets in deep. Banks it up and in. Nice up fake by Rygard. He had 2 in the first half, so he's doubled that output already. Good patience there. Didn't force the ball to Vaughn. Grove with the drive. Hang. Off balance. No good. Rebound inside. Oh, you are. We're going to have a jump ball. Okay. The Amity ball in the alternating possession. Left side of the key along the baseline. Grove to inbound. Grove gets it. Oh, tried to get to Carton. Knocked out of bound by Vaughn. First half leading scorers were Howard with 9 and Carton with 8. A couple of seniors showing up. Howard with 3 threes in that first half. All those, or 2 of them, on excellent ball rotations. Howard with the drive and the finger roll off the glass. Beat his man off the dribble. He's got 11 in the game. Going the other way. Callinger stepped out of bounds along the baseline, ran out of room. Good defense by Oyua, forcing that turnover. Grove. Little hop step to Howard. Howard all the way to the basket. Left it short because he didn't shoot it with the right hand. switched back to his left hand. He was on the right side of the rim, went to his left hand at the front of the rim, left it short. Great play by Grove and Howard. There's a steal by Keon Vrell. Goes behind his back, crosses over, gets it ahead to Carton. Carton on the left wing, fakes right, goes left. You're going to get him for a travel. As he tried to scoop up and get through, he thought he got fouled. No call on that. Going the other way, North Douglas, 34-18 Amity. 6.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Reigard works left, gets a screen from Humphrey. Leaves it for Callinger on top. Callinger, bounce pass to Vaughn. He loses it, picked up by Reed. Reed hands to Vaughn again on the right angle. Vaughn swings it over to Reigard. Reigard fakes right, goes left, gets in deep. Reverse lay-in, airballed, ball knocked loose. Reed traveled, got it out to Reigard for three, hits it. What a broken play there. Warriors didn't rebound on the air ball. Howard on the right side. Scoops a pass to Grove. Kicks it to Vrell. Back to Howard. Misses the three. Rebound Reigard. Might have got fouled. No call. Waiting for some help after he took a dribble to gather himself. Now he gets it back. Just gets it across in the 10 seconds. Reigard drives, hangs, and fouled. 34-21, Amity on top. Reigard to the line to shoot two. Aird going to come into the game. Devin not happy with the defensive effort here by his Warriors. Reigard. Misses the first. Oyua out, Aird in. So they get a little bit faster, not quite as long. Reigard will have one more. He's 2 out of 3 from the line so far. He's got 7 points. Misses that one. Aired with the rebound. And we have a lane violation or a foul. We have a lane violation on the Warriors, I think, on JJ. So Reigard will get to shoot it again.
It's all right. Watch the shooter.
One more, and misses this one too. J.J. high for the rebound. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Grove. Grove works up the right side. Reigard on him. Hesitation dribble. Out in the corner to Carton. Carton wants to drive, backs down, hangs, lays it up and in. Trent Carton. We're going to have a timeout taken by Devin. Carton now with 10 in the game. We have a 30-second timeout as Devin wants to talk about defense, I'm pretty sure here. Because the defensive end has not been very good here in this second quarter or second half so far, as North Douglas has been able to kind of get shots at the rim multiple times. Help defense hasn't been very good. So I'm sure that's what this conversation has a lot to do with. 36-21 Amity. 5:18 left to go, third quarter. Ducks losing to the Huskies 10-0 still. In the Pac-12 championship. That really is a game for a spot in the national championship Final Four, I think. Bounce pass down low, Callinger. Stripped of the ball by Aird. Ball's loose off of Callinger and out of bounds. Amity basketball. Aird checks on Humphrey. Good sportsmanship there. Aird's a nice kid. I have that on good authority. My son played some sports with him, said he's a really nice guy. So I'll take his word for it. High bounce pass to Vrell. Left that lay-in just short off the front of the rim. Didn't get it up on the backboard. And Vaughn goes all the way past Grove and Howard and lays it up and in. Hunter Vaughn with his first basket of this half. He's got 9. Bounce pass down low. Vrell turns and scores. Great pass from Aird to Vrell. Vrell with 4 in the game. 38-23 Amity. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Vaughn spins. Leaves it for Reigard for 3. Wide right. Rebound high for that one is Howard. Throws it way ahead to Grove. Grove will take the spot up three. Good. First three-pointer of the year, I think, for Andrew Grove. I don't think he had any on Wednesday. 40-23. The lead extends to 17. Reigard trying to get it to Humphrey on the drive. Knocked out of bounds by the Warriors. Nope. Knocked out of bounds off of Humphrey, I guess. That surprised me. Aired. Pushes up. Trying to get it to Carton. Stolen by Vaughn. Long pass ahead to Reigard. Lays it up and in. That's some bad offense and defense there by the Warriors. Poor offense on that pass. And then got the ball thrown over their head to a cherry picker back there for the lay-in. Howard inside with a left hand up and scores. I don't think they remembered he's left-handed there. They cut off his right hand. He's like, thank you very much. I'll take the left-hand lay-in. That's what he wants. Callinger out to Vaughn for three. Buries it. Hunter Vaughn, good-looking player. He's got 12 in the game. Grove drives all the way to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Carton with the rebound. Puts it up. Missed. Gets it back. Puts it up. Missed again. Varell had it. Got it. Kicks it out. Aired for three. Left corner. Short. Rebound pulled down by North Douglas. Humphrey. Under three to go now. Third quarter. Long pass ahead. Reed works his way down. Might have been fouled. No call. Quick outlet by Grove to Carton. Carton to JJ. JJ lays it up and in. Great pass from Carton to Howard. Howard gets the easy basket as Carton drew all the attention and then left a nice little pass for JJ to get that left-hand lay-in. Vaughn off the hands of the Warriors and out of bounds. Coming into the game, Quelo and Yoakum. Yoakum gave him some good minutes in that first half. Varell out and Grove out. So it's Yoakum, Quelo, Howard, Carton, and Aird on the floor. Two juniors and three seniors. In the corner, Vaughn out to Reed. Throws it away. Was not touched. Reed trying to go back to Reigard in the corner. He threw it about 3 feet over his head. Yoakum gives it up to JJ. He'll run the point now with Grove on the bench. JJ with the drive to the foul line now slows it down. Crosses over, goes again, gets it down low to Quelo. Quelo in traffic, ball's loose, and out of there is North Douglas. Reigard fakes and then drives up the middle of the floor. Kicks it to Vaughn. Vaughn scores, fouled. Nice drive by Hunter Vaughn from the right side. He wrapped that ball up like a running back as he drew the contact and then extended it back out, up off the glass and in. He's got 14 in the game. He'll go to the line. Conquelo with the foul, his third, second on the Warriors. It's a 14-point Amity lead, 44-30, with 2:03 left to go. Dyer and Grove coming in. Going to get some breaks here. JJ and Aird out. Howard leaves the game with 15 points. One of his better games in his career. Been fun to watch him run some point today. Vaughn misses the foul shot. Rebound. Quelo ahead to Grove. Traveled. Caught the ball and just didn't have his feet where he wanted them and changed his pivot foot. 1:57 remaining, third quarter. 44-30. Amity on top. Reigard walks it up. Works off Callinger's screen, high post. Vaughn down to Callinger. Back out to Vaughn. Drives. Offensive foul. Oh, they're going to call a block on Quelo. Wow. Could have been Vaughn's fourth. Instead, it's Quelo's fourth. Third team foul on Amity this quarter. Minute 43 left. Varell will come back in for Quelo. Quelo had a really nice game on Wednesday. I think he had 13 points. He just can't get anything going today. That's the way the game goes sometimes, folks. Sometimes everything's going your way, and sometimes nothing goes your way. Those are the ones that really test you. Warriors almost get the five-second call. Vaughn drives, hangs, flips it up, and in. He's got 16 in the game, leading scorer now. Carton crosses over, top of the key. to Grove. Grove on the left angle. Drives. Flips it up. Off-balance shot won't go. There's a quick pass ahead. Reed takes it all the way in. Offensive foul. Vrell gave ground the whole way. Never set his feet, but he always was moving backwards. Took the shoulder to the chest from Reed. The first team foul on North Douglas this third quarter. The second on Reed in the game. Good job by Vrell on that fast break. Grove works to the right. Gets to the elbow. Down low, Fanny Dyer. Kicks it out. Carton, 22-footer. No good. Long rebound. Vrell saves it to Yoakum in the corner. A minute to go. To Carton. Carton to the rim. Missed. Rebound tipped. Reed with it. Reed ahead to Callinger. Callinger back to Reed. Lays it up and in. Reed with his first basket of the game. Cuts it to 10 with 43 seconds. Grove. Drives, bounce pass, Dyer lays it up and in. That's a great little baseline cut from the left side of the key to the right as Grove drove to the left and found him on a little diagonal pass. Dyer with his first basket of the game. That's a big one. Vaughn, meanwhile, hooks one in from the right block on the drive. 20 seconds to go, third quarter, 10-point game. Grove walks it across down to 13. No shot clock right now. Grove drives all the way in with the left hand, scores. Andrew Grove with a good take, read the defense well that time. 3 seconds. They get it off from half court, too long. And so after three, Amity with a 12-point lead, 48-36. We'll take a quick break and be back with fourth quarter action here from Sutherland High School. This is KLYC and Podbean. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark from Sutherland High School, where your Amity Warrior boys leading the North Douglas Warriors 48-36. 8 minutes left to go in this one. On the floor for Amity, Dyer, Yoakum, Vrell, Grove, and Carton. It's going to be North Douglas ball. Vaughn will inbound. He's the leading scorer in the game with 18. Reigard, the point guard, works his way up against Grove's defense. Man-to-man for the Warriors right now. Over to Reed. Reed, top of the key with it. Shovels it to Vaughn. Attacks. Left hand. Missed too strong. Rebound Humphrey. Blocked by Dyer. Oh, they call the foul. Dyer looked like he had a good block to me. They're saying he got him on the follow-through on the elbow. Looked good from here. Official says it wasn't. Oh, they called it on Cooper Yoakum. Maybe that's why I didn't think Dyer fouled him, because he didn't. Humphrey misses the foul shot badly, though. Yoakum's first foul. Aired in, Yoakum out. One more for Humphrey. This one misses that one also. Dyer hustles down, chases that rebound. Warriors with the ball, get it ahead to Carton on the left wing. Carton waves off Aired. Bunch of dribbles, gets to the rim, lays it up, misses, gets it back, puts it up and in. Trent Carton knew he had a mismatch, wanted to take advantage of it. Carton with 12 in the game. Callinger. Gets it down low to Hughes. Hughes muscles that up. Good defense. Misses. Rebound put back by Humphrey. Missed and off the foot of Vrell and out of bounds. Dyer doing a good job of affecting the shot, but what you really need is the defensive rebound in there. 14-point Warrior lead. 7:07 left to go. There's a lob to Hughes. Kicks it out. Humphrey out to Callinger for three. No good. Rebound. Vrell secures it to Carton. Carton. Ahead to Aird. Aird, attack mode, bounce pass Dyer. Dyer hangs, lays it up, short, gets it back. Kicks it out to Vrell, left corner. Nothing there to Grove, 21-footer. No good. Dyer back taps, but Hughes with it. Hughes or Vaughn? Not Hughes, sorry. My wife's checking, like, who's Hughes? Vaughn. Vaughn fouled at the rim. I don't know. I just decided to start calling him Hughes instead of Vaughn, somewhere in the middle of that last trip down the floor. It's Vaughn. It's Hunter Vaughn. I think that's where I got the Hughes. I looked down and saw the HU and brain said Hughes. There's no Hughes out there for either team. Vaughn misses the free throw. Vaughn had 7 in the first half. He's got 11 in this half. We're going to have a timeout. Full time. 30-second timeout. He said full, then he changed it to 30. I'm hoping that these guys are doing the consolation games tomorrow. I don't know if I can handle another 2 games of this crew. I need to work on my virtues, patience, grace, long suffering. They all apply to this officiating crew. 6:37 left to go, fourth quarter, 50-36. Excuse me. 2 team fouls on the Warriors and none on North Douglas, who are also the Warriors, but we don't call them that. At the line, Hunter Vaughn. What'd I say? He had 18 in the game so far. Short, almost airballed that foul shot. Not quite. Warriors with the ball. Carton leaves it for Aird. Wide open 3. Good. Great job by Trent Carton. Drew the defense, sucked him in on his drive, and then flicked it back to the trailer Aird for the wide open 3. Aird with 9 in the game. Great pass by Carton. High post. They get it to Vaughn. Vaughn hangs, shoots, trying to do too much now. Not playing within himself like he was earlier. Rebound to the Warriors. 53-36, 6-minute mark. High post, Vrell hands to Grove. Grove pulls up, misses. Vrell with a rebound inside, hands it to Aird. Aird backs it out. Carton stands still 3. Halfway down and then stays. Thought it might roll out. It does, and it stays in there. Carton had 8 in the first half. He's got 7 this half. Nice overall game, 15 points. Down low, Humphrey fouled. No reason to foul Humphrey. I mean, he's just not a threat down there. Shouldn't foul him, but Aird did his second foul. Third team foul on Amity. None on North Douglas in this quarter. When you get to 5, you're shooting the double bonus. Humphrey misses the foul shot. He's 0 for 3 from the line. None of them have been close. Dyer out. Howard back in. Length is about the same. Howard about 20 pounds heavier. And more of an offensive threat. Great rebound by Carton after the miss. Had to battle for that one. Tip it to himself. At the other end, Aird lays it up. Draws the foul. He'll shoot 2. Foul's going to be on Reed. Good attack there by Aird. He's got 9, trying to get into double digits here. 20-point Amity lead, 56-36. 5:32 remaining fourth quarter. Aird's got 10 now. Nice-looking stroke at the foul line. We talked about him a little bit before last game. Just gives them something off the bench. Good spot-up shooter, physical defender, good rebounder. Hits a pair of free throws there. He's got 11 points in the game off the bench. That's huge. Have somebody can come in and bang threes, rebound, play some defense, handle the ball a little bit. Just good, aggressive athlete. Reigard, high post. Humphrey puts it on the floor, and we're going to get a reach-in foul on either Vrell or Aird. See who he decided to call it on. It's going to be on Aird, his 3rd. Humphrey just not much of a ball handler. He put that ball, had that ball in that high post, and it was just so tempting. It's like leaving a candy jar open in front of a 2-year-old. Hard to resist, even when your mom tells you no. It's just right there. Reigard, 3-pointer from the left wing, buries it, cuts it to 17. He's had a nice second half. He had 2 in the first half. He's got 10 this half. Aird with a run out at the other end, misses it, got foamed there on the bottom of the backboard. Reigard leaves it for Callinger, swings it over to McAfee. McAfee down low, Vaughn short. Ball saved, kind of, thrown out of bounds at half court from the baseline. So Oakland and Sutherland will be playing the Nightcaps here. I'm not going to stay and watch those. I'm going to go get some dinner, check in to the motel. Howard with the ball, 4:45 left to go. Gets a little screen, works left, all the way to the baseline, now back out to Grove. Not sure what that was all about. That didn't make any sense there. Now Grove drives. He gets all the way to the rim and scores. C just parted for him down the left side of that lane. Rygard, 4:20 to go. Takes a three, misses. Howard with the rebound. Needs to look up. Does. Gets it to Carton. Carton cradles it and lays it up and in. Good pass and an assist for JJ there. Got his eyes up, saw the floor. Warriors putting this one away now. Up 23 with 4:09 left to go. We're going to have a full timeout taken by North Douglas. We'll take a break here also. This is Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark and my lovely wife, Natalie, helping me out. My sound check person, making sure everything sounds good over the podcast. Washington now up 20-3 on Oregon. Is that halftime?
No,
1 minute to go before halftime. Oregon not showing up for this Pac-12 championship game. I guess they didn't want to play in the national title game. Rygard with it. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Reed. Good man-to-man defense by the Warriors and a jump ball. Nice job by Air to tie up Reed. Alternating possession will go to Amity. Grove with the ball. Walks it up right side. Tells Carton to cut across. High post. Howard. Howard. Back out. Coelho thought about the three. Goes to Grove. He'll take the three. That looks good. Nope. A little strong. And the rebound pulled down by Vaughn. Vaughn pushes up hard. Lobs down low. McAfee over to Reed for the lay-in. Good ball movement there. 62-41 Amity. 3:20 to go. JJ with it. Howard going one-on-one with Reed. Hooks a pass out to Carton for a deep three. Wide right. Not even close on that one. A little sloppy. Here come five off the bench to wrap the last 3 minutes of this game up. Reed with the drive. The kick out to McAfee. McAfee, ball tipped away by Carton and out of bounds. And coming into the game will be Henry Meeker, Diego Lomelai, Asher Weiler, Jack Ralston, and Khalil Mirza. There's a cut. Reed, he's fouled. How do you say his last name? Lomelai? You don't know. Okay, that's okay. Yeah, I know. Everybody knows first name. I never think about that last name on some of these kids until I have to say it. So at the line will be Reed. He's got 4 points in the game. 2:54 remaining. Warriors up 21 on North Douglas. Reed's first one. Banks it in. Lamelli. Okay, we'll go with Lamelli. Second one by Reed. Misses that one. Rebound. Lamelli. See? I'm a quick learner. Mirza with it. Left angle extended. Crosses over. Gets to the top of the key to Lamelli. Lamelli. Hands off to Weiler. Weiler. Got a travel on Khalil. Got happy feet as he caught the ball. Took an extra step or two. North Douglas ball on the turnover, 20-point game. Riger drives, hooks it off the glass, no good. Mirza with the rebound. Mirza working on Riger. It's across half court. Picks up his dribble over to Lamelli. Lomelli. Lamelli. See, I'm not a quick learner. And we've got a timeout taken by Coach McShane. He wants to make sure this reserve group runs what he wants run here and doesn't just start doing one-on-one stuff. Full timeout. We'll stay right here. About 2.5 minutes left to go in this one. Five team fouls on Amity, so North Douglas is shooting two free throws the rest of the way as well. Girls had a really nice win earlier against North Douglas, if you weren't able to listen to that. 63-46, Sarah Lynn Grove with 21 points and 9 rebounds. Adie Nisley with 13, Alyssa McMullen with 13, including 3 threes. Sarah Grove also had 3 threes, by the way. It's awesome. Kylie Wilson off the bench with 6 points and 6 rebounds. Maya Harzma had 5 points. Eliza Nisley had 3. And the Warriors really blew them out in the third quarter. So girls and boys both winning means that we play at 3 o'clock-ish for the girls tomorrow, followed by the boys. So roughly 3 and 4:30. So I just said 3, roughly. Depends on the other two games. Yeah. So Warriors with the ball. Khalil works right from a Ralston screen. Pulls up for 3. No good. Rebound, Lamelli. Down low, Ralston missed the lay-in. Rebound, Meeker missed the lay-in. Meeker again. We're going to have a jump ball. Boy, Jack, not going to get much easier than that, big guy. He had it right at the rim. All he had to do was put it off the glass and in. He'll get the next one. 2 minutes to go. 62-42 in favor of your Amity Warriors. Try to go to Hughes on the cut, knocked away by Mirza. Lamelli with the ball, waiting for some help. Throws it ahead to Khalil. Mirza crosses over. Little jitterbug along the baseline to Weiler. Halfway down on that 3. Callinger throws ahead to Reed. He traveled. Tries to shovel it over to McAfee. Out to Reigert. Misses the 3 and out of bounds. Warriors basketball. Amity Warriors basketball. 1:22 to go. Humphrey back into the game. Replaces Reed. Also coming in, number 1, Miguel Alcantar. Replacing Vaughn. Amity ball, waiting for it here to get in. It's knocked out of bounds by Reigert. Mirza up the left side, puts the brakes on. Got to get a hold of that ball. Gets it under control. Goes between the legs. Back to the right. Hands off to Weigert. Down low. Ralston lays it up and in. Great pass by Asher Weiler. And Ralston gets the bucket at the other end. Callinger out to Reigert. Fakes the 3. Drives. Jack mugs him. Thinking about giving him a bear hug there. You can see it. He's going to wrap him up good. 51 seconds left to go in this one. Reigert will go to the line to shoot 2 on the double bonus. First one for Reigert, senior guard, misses that. Better 3-point shooter than he is foul shooter. He's 0 for 3 from the line. Or no, that's not true. 2 for 5 from the line. I take it back. Misses that one, so he's 2 for 6 from the line. He's a better 3-point shooter. He's hit a couple of threes on 4 attempts, I think. Weiler drives, bounce pass. Ralston again! Ralston just hanging out down by the baseline, and Weiler showing he's got some vision. Little jitterbug crossover and a nice bounce pass. Easy for Jack to handle. That's the key to feeding your big guy. There's an air ball. Rebound, Meeker throws ahead to Lomelai. Takes it in. Ball stripped out of bounds with 19.7 seconds by Reigert. Oh, they're going to say it went off of Diego. So with 15 seconds to go, Reigert walks it up, 10 seconds. Callinger, hands to Alcantar. Alcantar, supposed to shoot it, I think, didn't. Reigert will take a deep three and buries it. I told you, he's a better three-point shooter than he is a two-pointer, a one-point shooter. He hits another three. That gives him 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 in the game. But only 2 for 6 from the foul line. All right, we'll get you some final numbers here. JJ had 15 in the game. Trent, 7 in the first half, 9 in the second half. So 16 for Trent. Did I do that right? Yeah. Yep, 16 for Trent. 11 for Aird. 4 for Vrell. 4 for Oua. 4 for Ralston. 2 for Dyer. 1 for Coelho. And North Douglas, Hunter Vaughn had a nice game for them. He had 18 points in the game. Struggled in the fourth quarter, though. Just got tired and tried too hard. And then Reigert kind of helped out with 3 threes. And what is that? 15 points of his own. All right. Roughly 3 o'clock tomorrow, we'll be back on the air for the girls' game. I don't think it'll start before 3. Might start a little after, depending on what happens in the 2 games prior to that. And the boys' game will follow the girls' game. So we'll be back-to-back tomorrow, mid-afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate you, Warrior fans out there, tuning in. And, hey, win or lose, but especially when you win, it is a great day to be a Warrior. Have a good night, everybody.